You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
What did you say? Like, was it what stadium that you said that you would?
Oh, that was Oakland. Like, you have to walk the stadium. The locker room was underneath the bleachers.
Right.
And you have to walk underneath the bleachers, and like you get in there, it looked like somebody had been spraying like Febreze all the time. Like, I put a calamine lotion on my ass and put a towel down. Like, man, I don't even want to walk on this damn carpet. Man, I think I see algae. You know how like it's flooded, but you can tell that they cleaned it. But then it's the padding got mold underneath it, and they just spray it. Water, like the shower heads, it just drip out. They don't even spray. It'd be like two sprays coming out, the rest drip. Like, man, what the hell?
Because all the calcium buildup and everything, it's like all you're getting is a drip.
Give me a wet nap, man. Give me some KFC wet naps. I'm just going to wipe myself off, man.
Oh, man. It's Barton Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. It's hour number three, Bart Scott. What's that mean, man?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Don't hurt yourself.
I need another red ball, man. Get your wings.
We've got week six beginning tonight, and it's a game where it's like, you know, if I told you, Commanders Bears tonight.
Welcome to the Bumble.
Yeah. Last week was a Bumble. Are you tuning in, yes or no? Be honest. Are you tuning in? Are you going
to
watch?
Yeah, just because I just want to see what I just want to see. What, this,
you
is like watching train, this is like watching a train crash.
I do not think
so
I will be on the
app. So you gonna watch that? You gonna watch Dahmer?
I'm watching Do That Hockey.
You're watching Dahmer.
I'm watching Do That Hockey.
Dahmer.
I'm watching hockey. There's no baseball to watch. I'm watching hockey.
You gonna do that hockey?
Yeah, man.
Who you watching?
Why
Red
would
Wings?
I watch this game?
You watching the Red Wings?
I'm not watching the Red Wings.
Oh,
sorry.
What's wrong with the Red Wings? Stevie Y is back, baby. They gonna do the same. They gonna become the next Lightning because Stevie Y is the reason that the Lightning became the Lightning.
It's sort of accurate. I mean, it's not too far off. But yeah.
So why would you want to see the greatness?
Because I want to watch hockey and I have a reason to watch hockey tonight. Why not?
Who's playing?
Islanders.
Meh.
Panthers.
Meh.
Rangers.
Meh.
I mean, I got some hockey to watch, man. Are you really going to watch this game? Look, Sunday, locked in, dialed in. We've got games on Sunday.
Listen, when you have
that are, I think, big must-win situations. These are important games now that we'll be talking. Like, remember week six? I'm telling you, I have four games that are the games that we'll be talking about for some of these teams. And for one of these teams in each matchup, it's more important than the other.
Well, when you look at two teams that are equally as bad, they can make for sensational games.
What?
Yeah. Somebody got to win. Right. Somebody got to get knocked out.
I will have alerts, as I always do. And if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, I'll see if Justin Fields can do a little something. I'll see if Carson Wentz will melt down. I'll go then, but I'm not wall to wall because you're stuck on the app. It's Amazon. You're stuck on the app. You can't
Why don't you just put Amazon on your tablet and then watch regular TV, picture, picture. Just tape your iPad.
I want
to
lock
tape
in.
Your iPad to the corner of your TV with some duct tape, and now you got picture, picture.
That's the whole way to do it. I want to lock in a hockey
little
tonight.
TV on top
I'm
of the big TV.
Fired up for the Islanders today, man. I want to see what.
But it's early in the season. Who cares?
Why are you waving at me like that, man? Like, it's disrespectful. I'm sorry. It's only a team that got to two Final Fours a couple of years ago.
That's cool. We got
they're going the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Got there last year.
Sorry. See, he can be real annoying when he opposes your team, can he?
He can be very annoying.
Ah, yeah. Now you see what it feels like. Ah, okay. Makes
you want to hear the games that I think, at least Sunday for week six, if tonight's like the Bumble, like you said, tonight is a game that is irrelevant bowl. Like, neither one of these teams are going anywhere this year. If you're a Bears fan, sure. Justin Fields, I want to see him continue to go great. I mean, if you're a Commanders fan, you're too damn depressed after seeing this story that we have on ESPN.com about your owner.
But it's great.
Too depressed to even care about this game.
If you keep losing, then they won't get a stadium, then they'll get rid of them.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a quarterback.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Exactly.
Anyways, here's the games that I'm talking about. We'll go one by one, and I'll tell you who's more importanter for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens-Giants. I believe this game is more important to the Ravens than it is to the Giants. It's a big game for the Giants for a lot of reasons you can bring up.
Keep pace.
But for the Baltimore Ravens, You can't lose this game, man.
They can't lose to this team.
You cannot lose. Not even to this team.
So what you saying?
You can't lose this game.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
To who? To this team.
Do you agree with me?
I think I didn't. I didn't in the first hour, but
more important to the Ravens.
I can see it because they want to create separation because you got, you know, right now, you're the king of the hill right now. I mean, the Pittsburgh is in a free fall. You got Cincinnati. This will give you two games up on Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You want to create as much separation as you
Pittsburgh's
can.
Pittsburgh's out.
And Cleveland eventually.
Cleveland's a mess. Like, but
Cleveland, sneaky move that Cleveland made. They traded for Deion Jones. Why Atlanta gave Deion Jones up? Wait, for people out there that don't know, Deion Jones
is
pretty much like Devin White for Tampa Bay. This dude is a tackling machine. Mm-hmm. He is a beast. And they gave him up for a seventh-round draft pick. His contract must be running up. But this dude is a show-enough certified beast. And you put him now on that team, on that defense, so the second level for Cleveland now with that defensive line and the DBs that they have.
And Cleveland's hosting the Patriots this week.
Yeah, you better have somebody that's going to go get on that train tracks. Let me tell you something. Deion Jones about that smoke. He a certified goo goblin.
All right, so we agree then. Because for the Giants, you lose this game, but if it's a good game and all that stuff, you could say, all right, well, you know, still a good win over the Packers. You still got a good record, all that stuff. So I think it's more important to the Ravens. But it's still a big game, big game. The other one, another New York team. Packers-Jets at Lambeau. This is a... Like, this game for the Jets is a great game on many levels. Hey, you go in there and you get a dub. Like, you can start really.
This is the hard part of their schedule.
Pounding your chest. Sauce Gardner, rookie of the week defense again.
Where is Breece Hall?
Well, we'll see where that is. But still, for the Jets, it's like this would be great if they win. But if they lose, it's all right.
If they win this one, yes, expectations change.
But if the Packers lose this game at home, this game is way more important to the Packers. They cannot lose this game. Can't. Right?
Well, with Minnesota going 4-1, they'll still get a wild card. But
into the honeycomb hideout. A new,
what up?
Another friend jumping
in. Is that
in.
Tigger?
I like that blouse. Yeah.
I never seen so nice. Like, they tame tigers.
It could be, yeah. They're like,
what the hell is that tiger doing though? No, over there, those two right there. Like, that's getting a little.
This is Disney, lady. This is Disney.
That's a little personal. What's going on there?
Get a room, Tigger.
Watch the tigers as they mate out in the open plain.
You know, you watch the lions, it'll only be like 13 seconds. Hey, yo, son, all that yelling for. Do all that yelling.
Crikey.
Wow, I didn't expect
this
to take
that
turn.
What's happening?
What up?
Just came to say hey. Yeah. Horn.
What are you doing now? Around the horn?
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's so talented. So talented.
ESPN has 8 channels. Usually Monica's on one of them.
Uh-huh.
Like, it doesn't matter. You just find it.
Where Monica live? On TV. She live on TV. She don't pay rent nowhere else. TV.
Monica McNutt. I love it when she just pops in. That's what happens when we're in this location. People just kind of pop in. Where were we? Do we agree Packers?
It is for the Packers. Win. But I tell you what. If the Jets win, let's just live in a world if they win.
Go ahead. In a world.
Expectations change. Like, now if you're Joe Douglas, now you making trades. Mm. Like, you like, okay, well, we got a lot of draft equity. Now
so you're saying it advances the cause? For this season, it kind of accelerates process?
If you can win with these young dudes early, the earlier you can get them in meaningful games and that type of experience.
Start believing.
If you win this week, you got Denver after that.
I told you what the schedule looks like. You're right. Let me ask you this.
This was the hard part. The gauntlet was the beginning.
Give me a reason why the Jets can win this game.
I mean, listen, because when you think about Sauce – is one thing.
Yep.
Nobody's talking about DJ Reed is DJ like Reed. One of the highest rated cornerbacks going right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about if they're able to lock down the outside and then you double, you know, Michael Carter II is a very we don't really talk about him enough.
Safety. Yeah.
No, corner. Nickelback.
Oh, nickel. Right.
Like, we don't talk about him enough, man. Like, that dude is a little beast. He's been doing his thing for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only in his second year as well. And he is so important for them. He works his ass off in that slot, going against the most athletic guys that you can't get a jam on. He competes and competes.
Right.
And if you put him on Randall Cobb and double him, and you're able to be able to take Randall Cobb, who got 13 targets last week, that means that now Dobbs and Valdez-Scantling has to win. But I'd rather take –
Well, you're forcing the receivers to make plays.
But I take Sauce, and okay. I'll take DJ Reed man-to-man. And if you take that away, then it becomes, can you stop, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones? right? Running the ball downhill, getting you in light boxes.
Right.
But on the other side, man, like, yeah, Zaire Alexander is a beast, and he's a problem. But this Green Bay team, what we saw last week, can be ran on. Saquon went got busy against him, and we got not one, but we got two good
running
backs.
I'm curious to see if this is less a Zach Wilson game and more a two-headed running back monster game.
But, man, like, to me, it's Elijah Moore game. Because let's just say that Garrett Wilson gets taken away by Zaire Alexander. He going to scrap, but let's say he catches something. Like, the third best corner got to go against one of our best guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Elijah Moore, who really hasn't got loose this year because they ran the ball a little bit more last year, and Flacco was more about Garrett Wilson. That's who he was throwing the ball to. So, man, listen.
Okay, so it's interesting. All right.
It's super interesting.
I just want to get through a couple more things in this. So the other two games are the Bills and the Chiefs and the Cowboys and the Eagles, and those are the obvious marquee headline matchups of this week, right? So out of these two, I'm going, this game is more important to the Bills. Why? Because you want the next time, if you meet them again, to be in your building in the AFC Championship or the playoffs at some point. You want it to be in Buffalo, in the cold, and everything you heard Nico talking about in that stadium. That's why I think it's more important to the Bills. You agree with me on that one, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, easily. And then Cowboys-Eagles, this game's more important to the Eagles. Cowboys can give you all the excuses. Well, we don't have Dak.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that you want to make up. We were on the road. The Eagles are 5-0. And as we've been saying, they're a 5-0 that it's like, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. But is anyone sick? They are in the power rankings. They're the only undefeated team, and they're third in the power rankings behind the Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah.
So it's that idea that we are still not completely sold, although we are buying into how good they are. Win this game, and I think everybody's sold.
Remove all doubt.
Right? So I think that's why it's more important to them. Now, I want to get to something that you said that I found very interesting. A bold prediction that we need to talk about. And we'll do it. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
Body Armor. Yes. This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes.
And no riboflavin.
No riboflavin, red dye 88, yellow 12, none of that stuff. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win $100 gift card from DraftKings. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of the U.S. 21 years or older.
20. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come and talk to me,
my baby. We've been on this old school mode today.
It's a perfect day for it, too. Like, overcast and all that stuff. Anyways. Mm-hmm. All right. So, on Get Up this morning, as Bart is every Thursday, you said something. So, tonight we've got a game that is one of those, you know, I'll check in on it, but I'm not really dialed in on Commanders and the Bears. But it's what could happen after this game that will be interesting. Bart Scott on Get Up this morning had this prediction. Forever, ever? Now, what makes you feel like 6 weeks in, Ron Rivera pulls the plug on this?
Did you see the press conference?
I did.
Yeah, you can listen. Usually what you say first is usually how you really feel, and the retraction is just when you realize you said too much. You said too much. You were too revealing. He's like, man, look, man, God, they got Daniel Jones. Like, how many people would say, like, be jealous? Like, man, they got Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, Cooper Rush. He didn't even make the Cooper Rush conversation, man. So, like, it just sounds like Riverboat Ron is fed up. And, you know, he's a fan of Tyler Heinicke. They paid him a couple years ago. And it's better just to see what you can win with, because you know what you're going to get out of Carson Wentz. You don't like what you see. Like, this is his third opportunity in a row. You know, they gave up on him in Philadelphia, went to Frank Wright, a familiar face, didn't work out there. Now, if, you know, you do it now, where else does he go from here? Is somebody else going to take a chance, especially next year when Mariota's going to be out there, Trubisky's going to be back out there, maybe Jameis Winston's out there, like Sam Darnold's out there, Baker Mayfield's out there, Jimmy G's out there. It's like, you know, nah, it's his time has come and gone. Like him and Jared Goff, you know, Jared Goff is fighting off his haters, right? He may not be the long-term solution for the Lions, but he's showing that he can win and play at a high level. And who would have thought when they first came in, 1-2, that it would be Goff, especially right. after seeing his first year, that outlasts Carson Wentz, who at one point looked like the MVP.
Even he's hanging on by a string, though. I mean, as far as Goff, I mean, he's hanging on by a string. But you know that.
But they got the number one offense, and he's a big part of how he throws that ball. It's their defense that's horrible out there.
Well, Rivera, for those who are wondering what Bart's referencing, if you haven't heard about it, it's Ron Rivera on Monday was just simply asked, in the NFC, everybody except for the Commanders are 4-1 or better. And he was asked why he thinks that is, and his response was one word: quarterback. And so it was taken as a shot, of course, at Carson Wentz. And he then backtracked that on, I believe it was Wednesday, or Tuesday, actually, and said he addressed the team about it, he talked to Carson about it, and he said that, you know, I just need to know better, and that it was a misstep, and he had a bad day. But that was, as you said, that's probably a little more truth serum than anybody, you know, at least that Carson Wentz probably needed to hear. Or maybe Carson Wentz did need to hear it, Bart. Maybe he does need to hear this. Because this has now chased him since Philadelphia. Since his injury. Because remember, he was an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Then he got hurt. They won the Super Bowl without him. He comes back. He's playing well again. But it starts to fall apart at that point. He and Doug Peterson fall apart. They bring him in, right? Frank Reich brings him into Indianapolis. They think, well, Frank Reich left. Maybe he missed Frank Reich. That lasted a year. And they had, like, think about how they were talking. Ursay and them were like, yeah, this guy had to go. How fast they gave up on it, like as if you can't keep this guy around.
They still had a game up a first round. Like, man, just go.
Just go.
They treated him like the Raiders treated Leatherwood. Like, can I get my bag? No, we'll send it to you.
We'll send it. We don't even want your stench in the locker room anymore. Just leave. And now he's on his third team in as many years, and you're five weeks in, and your coach is already mentioning how, well, you know, everybody else has a quarterback. What do we have? You know, that like, when does that seep into Wentz to think to himself, like, wow.
This is a team with, this is a team with McLaurin. This is a team with Curtis Samuels, the Brown kid.
They got Dotson. Talent.
They got Dotson. Like, they got weapons. And the Gibson is a good young back. And then I forgot their line. They got some good players. He just is meh.
Yeah, and that's certainly, you know, a place where if you're a player, like, you know, everyone's looking at you and your performance, and he'll have a good game, Bart, and then he'll do what he did last week. Throw it into double coverage on the 1 yard line and the game's over.
Like, thanks.
You know, like just try to do too much, try to make a play that you shouldn't make, and then the game's over.
That's a testament to tell you that how much the game is played above the shoulders.
Yeah.
Because he has all the physical tools. I mean, he's a big, strong, athletic kid.
We saw it in Philadelphia.
He's Josh Allen.
Yes.
He's 6'5". Remember how mobile he was, and he hurt himself. But he was booking. He would take off and run people over.
But what did we start to hear about him in Philly?
He's not a good guy. He's a selfish.
Kind of keeps to himself. Doesn't it sound like Russell Wilson? Keeps to himself.
Sounds like what people were saying.
Not, doesn't inspire the huddle. But Russ would make plays.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot like Kaepernick when they were saying he would walk around with the headphones. He kind of tunes everybody else out.
Hmm.
You know, back in the day when Kaepernick was going through his period where they weren't playing him and stuff like that. You can't be, like, as a quarterback, you got to galvanize the troops. You can't be somebody that separates yourself. You have to have the ability to bring people together.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab some calls. Let's go to Jersey, talk to Carlos.
Hello, how are you guys?
What up, Los?
What's up, man? First of all, I love all the old school talk. I mean, I go back and I'm 57, so a lot of the things Bart talked about, I was born and raised in Patterson, not too far from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
At least the way we act. But at the end of the day, I'm a huge Jets fan, got into it during the sack exchange, Bart, you were a highlight for us back in the day. Appreciate now, at this point, one of my conversations is actually regarding, in full disclosure, Daniel Jones, which my son knows. And at the end of the day, what I'm trying to think about is, we were talking about free agency of at this point, you know, and, you know, what are we going to do with Jones and his contract? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking the scenario might be a little different. Maybe we're looking at it as Jones getting the quarterback contract, but instead he should be getting more of a, like, the running back contract. And then, you know, we get, our running back.
Well, you know, Carlos, here's a situation with the Giants that I think, you know, when we say, oh, the quarterback's got to get paid, well, look at what quarterbacks are making. If you're the Giants, you don't look at what the top quarterbacks are making. I think what you do here, and thanks for the call, Carlos, I think what you do here is you say, here's what you're worth to us. And it's probably going to be a short-term deal.
Three-year deal.
And if Daniel Jones is like, no, that's not enough, say, all right, we'll tell you what. See what somebody else gives you.
Right.
I can't imagine anybody in the league is like going to be throwing money at Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
So in the end, you got to do a contract that makes sense for you and short-term that makes sense for Daniel Jones.
Well,
Don't you think?
Go on SportTrack and see what Jameis Winston makes, because that would probably be a comp for him. You know, as he's trying to learn. Also, Ryan Tannehill would be a comp for him.
Well, Tannehill got
but it's not crazy. It's not top 10, I don't believe.
Yeah, Winston's
anymore.
The 2-year, $28 million.
Right.
And that's
$14 million a year.
Yeah, 14, right.
Like, and so that was the number one
21
pick.
Is guaranteed also.
Yeah,
so
it's and that was the number one pick.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're the Giants, that's what you do. It's like, or you trade for someone.
Yeah.
If he's going to walk and start somewhere else, all right, go.
Well, Jimmy G's a free agent after this year.
And that's what you've got to figure out. So I don't think.
But if you do
like,
that.
I know this has become like this big conversation about how, oh, my God, you got to now. What if you're having a great season? What if the Giants make the playoffs? Now you got to pay Daniel Jones. You ain't paying him $40 million. You're not even paying him $30 million. What's smart for you is short term. And if he thinks he can get better from another team, go ahead.
Yeah.
God bless. Am I wrong? Like, that's I think, has to be
like,
your attitude.
You think
you're worth
it? I think
Saquon might be.
Go out there, prove your worth.
Exactly. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your calls. We'll continue to get to them. And also, I've got to defend Hembo next.
Hembeezy?
Yeah. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, and ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save. Progressive.com. Hey, Bart. As we talked about the big games coming up this weekend, one of them, as we mentioned, is the Bills and the Chiefs. Joining us right now, Devin Singletary, running back for the Bills. Devin, how we doing?
And I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Can't complain. In preparation of the big game, hey, what's the focus, considering how the season ended for you guys last year? Did you have this one circled on your calendar for the rematch?
I want to say we had it circled. But, we definitely looking forward to the challenge, you know. It's always a challenge when we play those guys.
Devin. Come on, Devin. I played for 11 years, Devin. I know about all the smoke, Devin. You know y'all let one get away, man. You had to circle this. Wipe that smile off little pretty Ricky face.
Yeah, we definitely ready to get out there with those guys, man. Like I said, man, we know it's going to be a fight to the end. It's always a good game when we play them. It'll feel good to get a win against them, definitely.
How important is this win when you think about it? The winner of this, it could come down to hosting a playoff game and getting the first round bye. How important is this particular game? I know all games count the same, but you talk about head-to-head when it comes down to the tiebreakers. This could be the determining factor if you are hosting the game or happen to go back to Arrowhead, which is a difficult place to play.
Nah, man, it's definitely a big game when it comes down to that. You know, we'd love to have guys to come here in Buffalo. We know guys hate to come here in Buffalo, deep in around that time. So, if you put it like that, we definitely need this win. You know what I'm saying? So we could get that home field advantage. You know, give ourselves a better chance of getting that home field advantage.
Devin, I'm glad you said that you know how people hate to play there. Because, and you've played your whole career so far has been in Buffalo, so you don't know what it's like to play there as a visitor, not just on the field dealing with your fans who are crazy, and not obviously also January weather in Buffalo, from
dirty
what
tactics.
We all know is, you know, it's a little chilly. But yeah, I want you to, so you know Rob Ninkovich, Super Bowl champ with the Patriots, and he certainly knows Buffalo well as an opponent. Listen to something he told us about what it's like to be a visiting player in your home stadium. Take a listen.
When you play in Buffalo and you play in that stadium
in January,
they have the worst locker room. They have the worst things that to accommodate the visiting team. I'm talking about one toilet. I'm talking about four shower heads.
Really?
Where the drains don't work and you're standing in 4 inches of other people's water. Like it is nasty. And they've like redone the carpet and they like painted it, but it's not like top of the line facilities here, and nor should it be. But if you're the Buffalo Bills, you want Kansas City to come to you.
Now, Devin.
That's dirty, Devin. Come on now. Y'all got dudes over there holding turtle heads in. You know how it is after that pregame lunch. You know how that is, man. Your stomach cramping.
Yeah, nah,
and there's one dude in the toilet. You like, come on, man. And you got to smell his crap.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah, I ain't know all that about the visiting room, but, you know, I heard guys, you know, that came here and played here, they hate it. They hate it.
So could you tell us then, I guess, is the Bills locker room just slightly upgraded?
Do y'all have one? Y'all have one or two showers?
What, in the home locker room?
Yeah.
Or the visiting?
The home. How's y'all? We want to know where the other side living.
Yeah. The home decent, man. We don't got two shower heads. We got about 12. It ain't that much more. And about four toilets, so.
Still.
We almost about the same, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's the Taj Mahal compared to the other, though.
Hey, Devin.
Definitely.
Hey, Devin, tell me how much experience you have got. Because sometimes for you to get over the hump, you got to hurt a little bit. And you guys got plenty of hurt last year. But this year you guys brought in a closer in Von Miller, somebody that got that championship pedigree. How has he made a difference within the locker room? And, you know, what's different about this team this year? Because the same players are still relatively there, but how does this experience that you guys have had in previous years helped you guys and prepared you for this moment?
Yeah, man. So with Von coming in, man, like you said, we know what type of player he is. The biggest thing to me is the type of energy he brings. You know, the energy, he always has positive energy, man, and he gets guys going. He's a true pro. You know what I'm saying? Then for the other guys that's been here, you know, that's been together and been through what we've been through so far, man, we just call it growing pains, man. You know, you grow from when you go through pain and stuff like that. So I feel like we're moving in the right direction this year. It's still early. But, you know, I like where we're at, and I like where we're headed.
Because he the OG, do y'all give him a free pass with the Illuminati pyramid on the back of his head? That's the first time I've seen that haircut, man. Y'all get an OG
a
free pass?
Man, listen.
He's the only one
that can pull it off. He's the only one that can pull it off. That's what I'm going to tell you. He's the only one that can pull that one off. So, yeah, he got a pass being the OG.
Hey, in Miami, how hot was that, man? I thought I was watching an episode of Oregon Trail, man. It looked like dysentery, dehydration.
Listen.
You see Baby Jesus when you was out there? You sent heat flashes?
I'm from there. It was hot. It was different. Like, I grew up there. I lived there my whole life. It was different. I felt like I wasn't from there playing in that heat. It was different, man.
You guys were definitely going through. That's a game certainly to remember. But the game to remember is obviously last year against the Chiefs in the playoffs, where it just suddenly ended. Like it was a wild ending. It was exciting, and there were many people. This was a huge debate. Many people were like, you felt like the Bills should have gotten one more chance, like, you know, just like one more chance. It just shouldn't have ended that way. Did you leave the overtime field in your head thinking like, nah, give me the ball. We need the ball. Like, it shouldn't end this way.
Man, of course. Definitely felt that way. You know how it played out, but we definitely wanted a chance. That's all we needed was a chance, but you know, we didn't get that chance. But you know, we get a chance this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You personally, right? You got to know that I feel like Kansas City, because they don't have the Hunter Badger, they don't have a lot of the guys that they used to have, and you guys are loaded, right? I mean, you think about Gabe Davis kind of coming of age, becoming a star in his league, and we already know what Stephon Diggs is. But, you know, teams are going to, and especially, you know, them, they're probably going to try and play two high safeties, which is going to present a lot of opportunities for you. Now, later in the season, we saw, you know, a bigger commitment to the run. You know, how has the adjustment been with Ken Dorsey? And how much of the game plan you expect to be if they come with these two high safeties in that light six or seven man box?
Yeah, man. Having Dorsey, man, it's been smooth because Dorsey's been around. Of course, he's in a different role now, but he's been around. The transition been smooth. Man, we love him. You know what I'm saying? We love what he brings to the table day in and day out. So that the transition been smooth. And then as far as the game plan, you know, how they gonna play us, we just gotta see. Gotta see how it goes, you know. And we trust Dorsey. He's gonna call a great game, and now we just gotta go out there and execute.
So Dorsey used to be a player, right? So like we all know, like when a player get hurt or they get blowed up on the film, first thing we do is we make sure that they're okay first, right? And then the jokes can proceed. Right. Like, did you guys get on him for looking like Trey on Boys in the Hood swinging in the air when he was beating up the paper? You know what I'm saying? When he couldn't get the call in, did y'all get at him? Like he's up there beating up paper, man.
Man, we ain't get on him. We love to see that though, because we know we love to see that passion. If anything, that got us fired up. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to know he looked like Trey, man.
we did get on him. We was like, man, you got to throw something else or something like that. You can't just be throwing him how he was throwing it. But like I said, we love to see that passion though. We mess with him a little bit, but we love to see that passion coming from him and let us know he cares for sure. He
finally grabbed the tablet and threw it like Tom Brady.
Yeah, at least that was something. At least that was something that wasn't something. 5 ounces. Like, pick up something big and break it.
Definitely.
Hey, Devin, this was a lot of fun. You're a good sport playing along with some of the goofy stuff we like to do on the show, but we appreciate you, man. All
hey, man,
the
get
best.
Another tall individual locker room, man. Got dudes walking around with turtle heads, man.
You guys run into your
over
locker room. Yo, I need to buy
that. Hey, man, you talking to the wrong one about that one.
All the best, man. Good health.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Devin Singletary, the running back for the Bills. And I guess it's true. Like, he knows.
They only got four.
Yeah. Like, it's funny how he goes, we got 12.
But he said they only got four tallest.
Four tallest, but 12 shower heads, though. Which is more important?
The tallest. Because you come straight there, straight from pregame. You know how much stuff athletes are drinking?
Can you imagine?
They drinking amphetamines. They drinking caffeine.
You're in the
coffee.
Lower bowl of that stadium, and there's a public bathroom, and you just see somebody in an opposing team's uniform just with cleats, just click-clocking it, like, yo, move out of the way.
No, they're on the cart. Hey, man, drive me to Section 10. Drive me upstairs, man. Like, I'm sitting up here, man. They only got four tallest.
It's like, yo, that's Travis Kelce.
You know what I mean?
What's Travis Kelce?
You know the ratio, four tallest?
Yeah.
To 53 players?
Plus coaches?
Man.
I took one thing out of that.
What'd you get out of that?
He definitely knew about the visitors' locker room situation.
He's like, man, we only got four. Like,
he definitely knew
like,
about it.
Like, bro, I promise you, if I was playing there, they were like, Bart Scott has delivery. Delivery? What you got? I had 8 porta potties. Man, we going to put some porta potties up in this thing. We going to use that blue water, man. Ain't no way I'm about to sit up here and wait for a dude to use the damn bathroom.
What an interview that was. 888. Now I'm rooting for him. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Excuse me.
More your calls, and man, somebody's got to stick up for him, but I'll do it next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
I'm looking for a real love. Something to make my heart
free, real love.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Oh, no.
Can't hit that. No. We were playing.
I just didn't warm up.
On your phone, you were playing the Bee Gees. Is there another group or voice that is like unsingable? You know, you sing. We love to sing along with music, right? Bee Gees comes on. You can't sing that.
Because his voice too high.
It's just too heavy. You can't sing it.
Another one is Aaron Neville's.
Yeah.
It's all false. And he's like so big. This dude's like Karl Malone's uncle.
Yeah, you can't sing it. It's not enjoyable. Like, you're right. But he looks. Right, he's Karl Malone.
This little bitty ass voice.
Karl Malone with Kermit's voice.
Yo, there's a. Can you. I can't hear you.
Like, if you were supposed to do like this matching thing and match the voice with the.
Can y'all find us some Aaron Neville? Just, be falsetto, too. And he always hold his cheek. Like, your decimal's at like a two. You ain't even loud.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. You can't sing that. There's just certain things that are just not singable. BJ's not singable.
Yeah.
You can have fun with it. It's hysterical, but it's not singable.
And only in your car.
And that, no. You can't. No, you'll hurt yourself. You'll hurt yourself. I dare you to try to sing along to the Bee Gees. You can't do it.
I do, in my car.
Your voice will crack. You have a sore throat trying to hit that note. You can't go that low.
It's almost impossible. Okay, give it a try right now. Go ahead. We'll wait.
Oh, no, it doesn't work for me. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, no, you said in your car.
Let's go. I stand alive.
Ready to go. Ready?
Hit the damn note. Higher.
I can't go higher.
Exactly. You'll be like, I sprained my esophagus. I ain't coming in to work tomorrow.
Sprained esophagus? Hey, Jeff Van Gundy. We only have a minute left now in this segment. But, Jeff Van Gundy felt like the coverage of the Draymond Green punch was shameful.
That is trizzle.
He feels like everybody was blaming Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
To say that, like, he was asking for it by his attitude and stuff. He said that was all wrong.
Yeah,
so the ESPN's NBA people are on the conference calls today, right? So there's a story in the Post. He also said that he's disappointed that people said, oh, this happens a lot. He said it doesn't. He was with the Knicks. He said there was a fight on the plane once, the fight in first preseason practice. He said, but these guys are able to protect themselves. They were kind of the same body types. This was a bigger guy against a smaller guy, and he felt like it was also a bit of a sucker punch.
I've seen a lot of
this is a funny guy. He's like,
I've seen some small guys beat the brakes. Just ask Jeremiah Trotter what T.O. did to him and what Westbrook did to Stephen Davis.
Damn. Wait.
Night, beat the brakes off.
Beat the brakes off story.
Beat him like he stole something.
Bart and Han.
Come on, Lacto, hit it.
Come on, hit it.
Write this one.
Here it come.
Yeah, ready? Be ready for it.
Y'all keep going.
Staying alive.
Okay, that ain't bad. That ain't as bad as I thought.
I got a fever.
I can get down.
The only prescription is for you to stop doing that.
It's your boy again.
It's your boy again.
It's your boy yoing yoing.
Yo, it's your boy again. As Barton Hahn, the road to the World Series goes through the Bronx. It also goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Excuse me. Today, Game 2, Mariners, Astros, and the coverage beginning
Castillo,
in 10 minutes.
Yo, let's go, baby.
Yankees, by the way, that game has already been postponed tonight. They will not play because it's going to rain. If it's not already raining here in the city, we don't have a window. Lacto, is it raining? Look out the window.
Look out the window. Yeah, they got us in here.
But that game
they
is tomorrow.
So we don't know what time it is.
It is not like, yet raining. Okay,
it's like,
he's
like
yet.
Vegas.
But Yankees Guardians game two will then be now be tomorrow in the Bronx.
You got the Biebs.
1 o'clock.
Is it the Biebs?
The Biebs and Nestor, right? Cortez. Yes. So on that front, though, can we just get to a couple of things here real quick, Bart? Because, you know, Hembo, who's on Greeny, he also does a lot of stuff for Get Up as well. He's a terrific producer and he loves baseball. He's a great numbers guy. So he had a take about the idea that if you're the Yankees, I mean, don't you want to play the Astros on your way to the World Series, you kind of don't want the Mariners to beat them because you want to slay the dragon. You want to beat them.
It's not true.
Well, you're saying no. How about Michael Kay on the Michael Kay Show in New York? What does he think?
Yeah, you know what? I'll pass on the dragon. How did slaying the dragon go in 2004? I mean, how did that go? I mean, if they faced the Mariners and won, right? And let's say the Phillies beat the Braves and then the Phillies beat the Dodgers. Does the World Series mean any less because you beat the Mariners and the Phillies to win it than it would if you beat the Astros and the Dodgers? You want the path of least resistance. Why would you want a tough team like the Astros?
All right. That's Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees on the Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN. All right. How about Dave Rothenberg and Rick DiPietro on, of course, DNR, the morning show on 98.7 ESPN. Their take on this?
Hembo, who's a trolley troll, by the way. It's such a stupid take. It's the worst take in the history of takes.
It's actually worse when I hear it.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but you can't. But here's the problem with the take, though. You just got done telling everybody that you think there's a 40% chance to beat Houston as opposed to a 60% chance to beat Seattle.
So he, you know what he's saying? He's saying he's, I didn't even know he's okay with
losing.
Fan.
What he's saying is he's okay with losing.
Right. Is that he would risk a better chance of losing for the chance to beat Houston, which to me, and listen, I'm crazy. I was never an athlete. All these things, fine. I'm a fan. As a fan, it is one of the dumber takes you could possibly hear.
All right.
That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, that's way
kind of strong.
That's way aggressive. First of all, it reminds me of the movie Troy. Like, that man out there, he's the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. I would never want to fight him. Son, that's why nobody remember your name. And Dave, that's why nobody remember your name. Come on, man. Sometimes, see, I was on the other side of this, but they going to Waka Flocka at him, BZ.
You were on the other side of it you went up against you were. But I'm going to say this. First of all, the DiPietro, who I've known since he's 19 years old, I'm a little surprised at him. Because I know he's the aggressive guy.
He becomes soft in his old age.
Like, he's the type of dude that wants that fight.
He got soft.
Because you know what you don't want? Don't want to get to the World Series and beat the Phillies. And then everybody's going, but you know what? Can't beat the Astros.
I don't care how.
I need to kick their ass so I could say what happened in 2017 is because you cheated. Well, that's why. And we shut it down. Well, I don't want to have any more asterisks on anything.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, I want the smoke. I want to beat them. Do I think they can? No. But I want to. Want to try. I do not want to avoid the fight because that's the harder team to beat. You beat them, they ain't nobody in your way at that point.
To me, how about this? I don't care, right? But I'm not ducking a word about if I'm playing the Astros. You know what I mean, listen, we did something for the Steelers that the Steelers can never do. We beat the Cantway game, we beat the Patriots, and they won the Super Bowl.
It opened the door
because
for them.
They could never beat them because of a bad matchup.
That's what they
had to say.
But, man,
come on. Toughen up, Rob.
I got your back.
Rough it up, man. Drop them.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.